Radio Rex. Radio Rex is a toy. He has a little kennel, and the kennel contains an electromagnet which latches a spring. You push Rex, a plastic bulldog, into his kennel, and the spring latches by the is latched by the electromagnet and holds him there. When you walk away, if you shout Rex, he jumps out. A toy from the 1920s. However, he's not just a toy. In the beginnings of the modern age, in the 1960s, he was described as the first machine that recognised speech. The that recognised speech was Radio Rex in the 1920s. So let's think about how he works. The electromagnet that holds him in place and the spring in place is energised by a 1.5-volt battery. That circuit contains a spring with a mass on the end of it. That mass spring system has a resonance, and that is carefully arranged to be 500 hertz. So when a 500 hertz acoustic wave hits the mass and spring, it starts to vibrate. And that gives you an intermittent contact in the electric circuit, so the electromagnet releases the spring, which pushes Radio Rex out of his kennel. A nice idea, but it is all good physics, because the first formant of the vowel in Rex, the first formant of the E, is at 500 hertz, if you use a modern Fourier analysis on the waveform. So all we need is a 500 hertz sound, and Radio Rex will jump out at you. I don't think I remember Radio Rex being operated by a woman. Apparently, the first formant of the E in Rex, as spoken by a woman, is not at 500 hertz. So, depending on how accurately the mass spring system is calibrated, you ought to be able to produce Radio Rex, who responds to a command from a man, but not from a woman. Oh well, this was John Darling's favourite demonstration. He asked for Radio Rex very regularly when teaching in science school.